Now, did you not turn your pig off now, please, Thomas? Well, that's a good one. Turn him off, that's a good boy.
I've been a big crocodile under here.
You've been a big crocodile under there, aren't you? This is a nice little pig, isn't it?
Big pig.
Oh, is it a big pig? Wendy bought you this last year for your birthday.
Wendy.
Didn't she? Wendy.
Bob the Builder's Wendy.
Oh, no, not Bob the Builder's Wendy, Mummy and Daddy's friend Wendy. Well, she's your friend as well, isn't she?
So what's under there?
What's under the table? Oh, it's not a big crocodile, is it?
No, it's a snake.
A snake? Oh, I thought you'd gone under the table to be a big crocodile. Would the snake like a drink?
Princess.
Oh, is it just mean yes?
Yes, please.
Yes, please. That's a very deep voice. Is that how the snake talks?
Yes.
Yes.
Goodness. Right, Thomas, would you like some blackcurrant, some orange, or some spicy juice?
Can you just orange, please?
Orange?
Yeah.
Okay.
I love your bottom, Mummy.
You love my bottom? Mm. Oh, well, it's big enough to love, isn't it?
Yeah.
You're not supposed to say that. You're supposed to say, oh, no, he's beautiful, Mummy. But it is big, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
I love you.
That's all right, as long as you love me. I don't mind.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
What's under there?
What's under there?
Big large snake.
A big large snake? Well, big and large.
A big snake, Jake. Sandwiches here. Smells like some sandwiches out here.
So it smells like some sandwiches in here?
Yeah.
Well, what else?
Oranges. My face.
The orange juice is actually very nice, Thomas.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, it's fresh orange.
Oh, thank you. Where's that come from? Please, I have a smell.
Where's it come from? Well, I don't know. Supermarket, which I can't remember which one.
I think orange supermarket. Let's drink it.
Gosh, Thomas, I can't drink out of that. Then you just swap them in on your beacon. Perhaps it's just too early in the morning for me to get a wood suck on it, but I can't. Mmm. That one's working fine. Well, look, Molly's sitting on the fence. There you are, Treasure. Would you like to sit down, please?
Okay. Snake said.
Thank you, Snake said.
Ooh. That's more like chicken. Like that friend chicken.
It's more like your friend chicken. Do you mean Purdy?
Yeah.
You call Purdy your friend, don't you? And you call her a chicken. Mummy's always called Purdy a chicken because I don't see her doing it an awful lot now, but there are certain times, especially when Mummy used to work, and Purdy used to come into the office with Mummy, and she used to sit in a chair, an armchair in the corner of the office, and she looked like a chicken. She just used to sit like that.
Purdy's hitting that rocker tot.
In the rocker top now. Now, this was a long time ago, Thomas, when Mummy used to work. Mummy used to have a house where
built,
she worked.
Built. And a baby rocker in that rocker top.
Yes, that's right. We put babies in rocker tops. Rocker tops are car seats, aren't they? But they act as little carry cots for babies. Now, Mummy used to have an office where she worked. And so Purdy was always at work with me.
Daddy,
now
Thomas.
Well, no, Thomas wasn't there, no. Daddy was there some of the time. And Purdy often used to stay in the house. And very often she'd go out of the house and she'd wander around and then she'd come inside where Mummy worked and she'd come straight into the office and jump into her special chair in the office. What would you like for breakfast, Thomas? Would you like a cereal bar, some Rice Krispies or some cornflakes?
Krispies.
Right.
No cornflakes, no milk.
Cornflakes, no milk. And I shall have cornflakes with milk. Okay. You'd like that bowl? Certainly. There you are. Would you like a spoon?
And one little.
Oh dear. You've had a poorly cough.
It's hot.
It's not hot. It's a straight from the packet. Oh, there's Sue going to work.
Bye bye, Sue! Good morning, Susu.
Sue hasn't been very well, has she?
Before?
She had the tummy bug that we had.
About poking her mouth, eh?
Well, I don't think she would quite do that, Thomas, no.
It's more like being sick.
She was sick, yeah.
About... Oh, shoot. The bird's singing.
The birds are singing, are they?
Yeah.
That's nice. Oh, she's driven off. There she is. Off she goes.
Bye.
Bye, Sue.
Bye-bye, Sue, Suey.
Sue, Suey, I hope she has a nice day. We used to live next door to another Sue, didn't we?
Mm.
Sue and Andy left last year, didn't they, last summer?
Mm.
Do you remember the big dogs that Sue and Andy next door used to have?
The big house there.
The big house? Well, the house next to us. They had Tara, that was the old dog. Then they got Gambit.
What's Gambit mean?
Gambit was the young dog. And then just before they left, they got another dog, didn't they? A little puppy, I've forgotten what they call that.
Sister.
Well, it might have been a sister or a brother. We don't know what it was, a boy or a girl. But I can't think what they called it.
Sooty bag.
Sooty bag?
Yes.
Well, Sooty's the name of Joe's dog.
More like Becky's Sooty bag.
Like Becky's Sooty.
You're special, you're crazy, you're loose.
Oh, it's really noisy. And then they had a pussycat, didn't they?
Called Gemma.
What was it called?
Gemma.
I can't tell what you're saying, but it wasn't called that.
Gemma!
Gemma?
Yeah.
I don't think it was called Gemma.
It's called Sooty.
No, Sooty is Joe and Becky's dog.
It's totally called Man.
Mmm.
I always call him Man.
Huh. Tony's called Man. I'm always calling him Man. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, yes, Tony, Joe's husband and Becky's daddy. That's his name, Tony, but for some reason, you've always called him Man, haven't you? Whenever you see him, you say, hello, Joe, hello, Becky, hello, Sooty, hello, Man.
Yeah.
Cornflakes, nice. Are you sure you're not cold without your dressing gown on? They're not hot, they're not hot.
Yeah.
How can cornflakes straight from the packet be hot, Thomas?
Me, you're a woman.
You're a silly woman.
mum does.
No, that's not nice saying that, is it? Not nice at all.
Some days, a snow come out back door.
What's come out of Sue's back door?
Some snow.
Oh.
What for?
Can you see it now?
No. Tell the reason I saw it.
What did you say? Tell the reason I saw it?
Yeah. I need a door. Please.
Just a second, let me write that down.
I need to draw a big large snake.
You need to draw a big large snake, do you? Okay. Oh, you draw on the back of that. Pen and paper. Well, I don't think it is smoke, actually, Thomas. I think it's some sort of steam or condensation. I'm not sure whether it's from a gas fire. Well, yes, steam like a train has steam. Or it could be somebody's tumble dryer and they have to have a pipe outside to let the...
Look at that snake!
Oh, that's a lovely snake, isn't it? To let all the steam out. But whatever it is, we've seen it occasionally and it's more visible when it's a dull morning, isn't it?
Mm.
But I can't see it now. I don't think it comes out of Sue's back door, but we can see it at the back of Sue's house, can't we?
It's gone straight.
You think it's a train? Oh, look, Mummy's mug's got a crack in it. It must have been dropped or...
Spilled.
Yes. Can you see the top of the mug? What's on the mug?
Teddy bears.
Teddy bears. It looks like a hospital scene. Look, that teddy bear's got a bandage on his head. Oh, that teddy bear's lying down. He must not be feeling well. And there's another teddy in bed.
Having a nice rest.
Having a nice rest. He's got a lovely quilt cover on him. Oh, Teddy there with a bandage on his paw. Another Teddy with a bandage on her paw. Oh, a little bear there with a bandage on his foot. And there's a big bear there looking after them all. Look. Oh.
Oh, big hug bear.
Big hug.
Look at that snake. See how? The two snakes.
That's a beautiful drawing, Thomas. Aren't you clever? Very clever. Aren't you?
Could you?
No, be careful, don't draw on any of the pages. Because Mummy's got some things written down and if you scribble on them, I'll think that I've used them. Is the orange juice nice?
Mmm. It's nice. It's made your tummy better.
It's made your tummy better? Well, was there a problem with your tummy?
No.
Or is it perhaps because we've just been talking about Mummy's mug where there are all those poorly teddy bears?
Get it again.
The story about the teddy bears?
Mm.
Well, on this mug, we've got lots of teddy bears. We've got that one there with a bandage on his head, and he's drinking a cup of tea. Oh, look, the big bear's holding the little bear who's crying. I don't know whether the little bear's crying because he's upset that the big bear has a bandage on his head, or whether he's not feeling well. And we've got this poor bear who's lying on the floor. And this tiny bear who's asleep in bed. I'm not sure whether he's sleeping in that cradle because he's a baby or whether he's poorly. And we've got two bears here, one with a bandage on each paw. And I think that might be a little girl because the bandage is pink. That bandage is white. And then we've got rather a large bear there who's sitting reading a book by candlelight. Can you see the candle in the candle holder? Oh, he's got a purple bandage on his foot. Oh, and then we have another tiny bear who's looking a bit sad, isn't he?
No.
I don't know, but look who's looking after them, this big bear here. He must be an old bear because he's not got a bandage on his paw, but he's got a patch, hasn't he?
No.
Not up there, just on the bottom of the page, please.
Okay.
What are you going to draw for me?
A big large rock now, Dad. Dad.
big large crocodile. Just gently, 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 Thomas. No, 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 no. Gently with the pen, please.
Crocodile's here. Put it under.
That's right, put it under there. That's a good place to hold
it. And then
the
foot comes out. And it comes out again.
Yes, so the little short-hand notepad, the spiral ring binder, is a great place to store your pen, isn't it? And you know where it is. Looks like a train going through a tunnel.
Yes, this it is. Go woo woo!
I thought it wouldn't go under quietly. It's quite a nice morning, isn't it?
A train goes up a bridge, fall down a bridge.
Train goes up on the bridge and falls down on the bridge.
No, chew on down the bridge.
Pardon?
Chew down the bridge.
What are you saying down the bridge?
Your train comes and go up a bridge and chew down the bridge.
Oh, chews down the bridge, as in chew, 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 chew. Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Chew, chews down the bridge. What's that song that Julian taught us the other day? Something about a rocket high in the sky.
Like a choo-choo train.
Like a choo-choo train, but I can't think what it... Like a choo-choo train, but I can't think what else it was.
Up a rocket and down like a rain.
Oh, you clever, clever boy. Up like a rocket, down like the rain. Round and round like a choo-choo train. Was it round and round like a choo-choo train? You sing it again. It was very, very clever. Well remembered.
Up like a rocket, down like a rain. And rain like light and like a choo-choo train about.
Up like a rocket, down like the rain. Round and round like a choo-choo train. And the actions we do are up like a rocket, you stretch your arms high in the sky, don't you? Down like a rain, you do that with your fingers, pretending it's raining down. And then back and forth with your arms. Or is it perhaps back and forth like a choo-choo train?
Mm.
Back and forth like a choo-choo train. And you swing your arms backwards and forwards, don't you? Oh, you are clever remembering that, Thomas.
Mm.
It's nearly a week ago, isn't it? It's Wednesday. We didn't do it. We did it last Friday, didn't we? We haven't sung it since. Up like a rocket, down like the rain, back and forth like a choo-choo train.
You'll be a front and Julian be a back.
I'll be a front and Julian can be a back. It sounds like a pantomime cow, Thomas.
No!
It does.
Game though! Up and down and follow it. Have a quick old crash.
Up and down the bridge, have a little crash.
Yeah. That's pretty fun.
You enjoy your music lessons, don't you? Mm. Right, shall we move the pen now, darling?
No, no.
Well, be careful not to put it in your mouth when you're eating. Would you like some toast or a hot cross bun?
No.
No? No, thank you.
Did you wash up?
Pardon?
I don't need those crispies.
No,
oh,
just finish your
food plate.
I
finished. I'm
good
now.
Well, you can't have finished, Tom. You only just started, no.
And some sweets.
Oh, no way.
Yay! Yes!
No, I mean it, Tom. You're not having sweets.
Still there.
No, it's breakfast time. It's breakfast time. You eat breakfast. If you're a good boy, later in the day, I might consider letting you have a sweetie. Certainly not yet. Sweeties are little treats, little rewards.
I'm a treat now.
You're a treat. Are you?
Yeah.
Little treat, aren't you?
Yeah.
Up like a rocket,
down like a rain.
Come forth like a choo-choo train.
Hey, I wanted to draw.
What, you're drawing that page?
I can't do it.
No, be careful. Mummy's got notes written in there, Tom. Just draw on that page, please. Oh, I thought I heard the ducks then. You know the flying geese, Canada geese?
Yeah.
I thought I heard one.
What for?
Well, when they fly away, when they're flying overhead, they make a very strange noise.
About cuckoo.
Cuckoo? No, it's not quite like cuckoo. We might hear a cuckoo. We don't tend to hear a lot of things like that here. When Mummy was growing up, I used to hear a lot of cuckoos because we lived in the country. And there was a man who lived in the same village as Mummy, and he was called Mr. Kendra. I think his wife still lives there, but Mr. Kendra died a long time ago now. And he used to drive the school bus.
Mm.
And he used to shout, cuckoo! Cuckoo! Mm. And sometimes in spring we'd hear Mr. Kendra and we'd think it'd be a cuckoo, or else we'd hear the cuckoo and we would think it was Mr. Kendra. But I really don't think I heard a cuckoo when I used to live at Needham. I don't think I've heard a cuckoo since we've lived here. We'll have to listen out, won't we? And if they have, then it's obviously the right time and we'll listen. But Mummy also used to live next to a farm when she was growing up. And the man on the farm next to Mummy was called Mr. Bailey. And he used to keep geese. And they used to make a real noise. Oh, do you remember the story, not about geese, but about the puddle ducks? We were reading the tale of Tom Kitten. And they met the family of puddle ducks. Mr. Drake Puddle Duck, Jemima Puddle Duck, Rebecca Puddle Duck. I can't think of the other puddle duck.
And Rebecca.
Rebecca, yes, there's Rebecca.
My nose.
Rebecca and Jemima and Mr. Drake Puddle Duck. I can't remember what the lady's called. And they walk along like this, don't they, saying pit pat paddle pat, pit pat waddle pat. Do you remember?
You mean all the novel was it? Smack the bottom.
Oh, smack the bottom. Well, that's the tale of Tom Kitten, isn't it? Tom Kitten was a bit naughty, wasn't he? Because his mummy dressed him up. She had visitors coming. And she dressed all the kittens up. She washed them and brushed them and dressed them. And then she sent them outside to play, didn't she, while she got on with making tea. And oh, dear. They all got into a mess, didn't they? And they came back to the house, dirty and with no clothes on. And she scolded the kittens, and I think she smacked them, didn't she?
Yeah.
And then Mummy, Mrs. Tabitha Titwitch, did something really, really naughty. She sent them upstairs to their bedroom, and she told her visitors that the kittens were upstairs in bed with chicken pox, or with measles, I think it was measles. And they didn't have measles at all. There was nothing wrong with them. They'd just been naughty. Look, here's Molly on the wall. In the story, the kittens were on the wall, weren't they? Oh, look at that. She's going to jump onto the conservatory roof. There she goes. Can you see this plate of birdies? It's got a little bit of food on it. Look. This is a Beatrix Potter plate, and it says, one day Mrs. Tabitha Twitchit, I can never say this, Twitchit, I've been saying Titwitch, Mrs. Tabitha Twitchit expected friends to tea. She fetched the kittens indoors to wash and dress them. Look, can you see that?
Yeah.
That's like the storybook. She's got the bowl on the floor and the towel, and she's got a sponge, and she's washing the kittens, and look, there are soots. Excuse you, Thomas. Apart from Tom Kitten, the boy, what's the name of the other two pussycats?
I don't know. Martin and Rebecca.
No, Rebecca's one of the puddle ducks. The duck's not a kitten. Is one called Mittens?
Yeah.
One's called Mittens.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the other one called? Can't remember, can you? You can't remember?
No.
I'm just going to butter this. Actually, I think Mrs. Twitchit. I really can't say Twitchit, Thomas. I'm going to have to try very hard. I think she was preparing hot buttered toast, wasn't she? Mm-hmm. Shall I go upstairs and get the book?
Yeah.
Right. Well, while I'm gone, just pop the pen down, please.
Where's the fire engine?
You want your fire engine? Mm-hmm. 2 seconds while I'm gone. Don't keep pressing the siren, please.
Fire engine, and it means off. It's quiet.
It is quiet, isn't it? It's lovely. Right, here's
and
the
fire engine needles on. So just look at it here.
Right, okay. We'll pop the fan there. He can listen to the story, can't he? Right, here we are. Got the Taylor Tom kitten. Now, what Mummy's realised is that Grandma bought a big book with all the tales of Beatrix Potter in, and we've got a little box upstairs with tiny books in, and they've got the same stories. That's right, it was Tom Kitten, Mittens and Moppet. And let's have a look through the book and see if we can find the picture that's on Purdy's plate.
No.
It's quite old fashioned actually, the way this book's written. That's the one. That's the picture on Purdy's plate, isn't it?
Mm. That's more like your fruit bowl.
It is more like my fruit bowl, yes. It's the bowl of water that Mrs. Twitchit has got on the floor with her towel and her sponge, and she's got a kitten on a chair. She's got two others waiting to be washed. Let me just pick Purdy's plate up again.
Put it
near me. Right, look, that's the same picture, isn't it? Only on the plate we have a Purdy. You can see a little bit more of the background. You can see steps and the carpets and the doors, and you can see bubbles.
Yeah, where?
And also in this picture, look, she's actually washing the kitten's face, whereas on this picture she's just about to. Leading up to that page it says, one day their mother, Mrs. Tabitha Twitchit, expected friends to tea. Well, that's the same as the plate. So she fetched the kittens indoors to wash and dress them. And it's on the next page that she says, first she scrubbed their faces. This one is Moppet. Then she brushed their fur. This one is Mittens. Then she combed their tails and whiskers. This is Tom Kitten. Tom was very naughty and he scratched. Whoops.
Jay.
It's all right, though, it was my elbow caught you, didn't it? Let's find the puddle ducks. Mr. Drake Puddle Duck, Jemima and Rebecca Puddle Duck. Mr. Drake Puddle Duck, Jemima and Rebecca Puddle Duck set off up the road, keeping step. Pip-pat, puddle-pat, pip-pat, waddle-pat. Can you say that?
You can't.
Can't?
No. The bird
This is rather a nice book, isn't it? Mm. There is actually a book just about the mummy, I think.
Not my mummy.
Not my mummy, the mummy of the pussycats. Mrs. Twitchit. Oh, there's one here called Taylor, Mrs. Tittlemouse. What did mummy used to call you when you were a baby?
No.
Tommy. Tittlemouse. Your hot cross bun nice?
I didn't need to put it here.
Well, please don't put the siren on, Thomas.
It's an emergency.
No, it's not an emergency.
One more,
and then it goes away. Did the fireman like to share your hot cross bun?
First, I'm too busy.
Too busy, is he?
You only don't go in the Preston.
I need to go to Preston.
And the fire engine only needs.
Well, were you talking back to the time when I was supposed to be catching a train from Preston and you said something about I'd missed the train and I dropped my purse on school lane? He's coming round and round, so now I'm going by fire engine to Preston Station, am I?
Yeah. I need another train, got on spot of red and blue and white.
You need the new train, the red, blue and white one?
Yeah. Nina's on.
What do you say?
He needs mummy.
No, please don't press that again to us.
But there's no way there past mummy.
No, I don't want the siren on again, please. Good boy.
You wanted to go in Preston. I said, what's someone on the train's back? What's on the fire engine? The train's coming. No way, no speed. Past Mummy's house.
It's going at high speed past Mummy's house. Did you say high speed? What did you say about speed?
Past Mummy's house.
It's going past Mummy's house. You didn't say anything about speed?
No. No wave.
Did he not wave? Well, if he was going very fast, he probably couldn't see me and I wouldn't be able to see him. Has he sped past Mummy waiting at the station or Mummy's house?
You want to go catch a train?
I want to go and catch a train. Oh, you're going to sneeze.
Hit you!
You looked like you were going to sneeze, didn't you? Oh! Oh dear.
Train's coming round.
Bless you, just want you know.
The train blows up past Mummy's house. You cried.
It's driven past my house.
You cry now.
Well, either the train's very early or Mummy's very late. Because if it was going past Mummy's house before Mummy had left her house to go to the platform, then either Mummy's running very, very late and she would have missed it anyway, or the train's going past too early. Do you know what we get so that we know what time the trains are going past?
Yeah.
A train timetable.
6, the train's coming.
Oh, it's
coming. You just say brilliant, a train.
Brilliant, a train. Did you say at 6 it's coming? Do you mean 6 o'clock?
Yeah.
Oh, that's clever. Well, if it's 6 o'clock, Thomas, I hope you don't mean 6 o'clock this morning because it's gone 6 o'clock now. And if it's 6 o'clock tonight, that's an awful long time to wait because we're just having breakfast now, aren't we?
We need that box, that blue box. That blue box.
Oh, the empty washing powder box?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you finished your hot cross bun, though?
Yes, please. Please.
Just a second. Would you like some grapes or an apple?
No, thanks.
You really had enough?
Yeah.
You're not eating much, are you?
No, get that box.
Listen, darling, you do know there's no sweets. Don't think you can just fill up your tummy with sweets because you can't. Is that what you're hoping for?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you're not getting sweets. If you're hungry, please eat this. Because it won't be coming out again later. Bit-bap-waddle-pat. Shall I just wipe your hands if you finish?
No. In my potty.
You want your potty?
Yeah.
Okay, right. Wipe your hands quick. Let's get you down. That's perhaps why you're not wanting to eat much, is it? When you've sat on your potty, then we'll get that little box for you to play with.
What box?
The box that you just asked me for.
Okay.
And what, where would you like your potty, sweetheart?
In there.
Behind the sofa. Okay. Anyone? Put it down. There we are. You're a good boy, aren't you?
Yeah.
Anyway, are you going to sit down?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to go at that door.
Alright, you want me to go away? I'll go away. Are you comfortable there? Right, make sure you don't touch anything, won't you? Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Do you want to carry on talking to me?
You're going to wash up.
You want me to go and wash up?
Yeah.
Well, I've got my breakfast to finish, Thomas. I'm not looking, I promise you. I'm just sitting finishing my cup of tea and my hot cross bun. It's very nice. What does your singing toothbrush sing? Sing, sing, sing along with me. Brush, brush, brush your teeth each day and be a friend to me. Pardon?
I can't have my nose.
Don't have your nose?
No, on your nose.
On my nose?
Yeah.
Is it? Some toothpaste on my nose?
Yeah.
Oh, dearie. Oh, that's good, isn't it? Got to look after these teeth, haven't we?
Yeah.
Some lovely little teeth.
It comes out as well, don't worry.
What about Isabel's teeth?
Well, crocodile down.
Oh, you're a crocodile? Yeah. Well, if you're a crocodile, you'll have lots and lots and lots of very sharp teeth, won't you?
Mm.
Just give you a quick wipe. Another rinse. You've had your hands washed upstairs, I need to just wipe your face and put some cream on. Your face looks very sore. I don't know if it's because you spend a lot of time outside and it's sometimes a bit windy and cold. Does your face feel sore, darling?
No, no.
It doesn't?
No.
As long as it doesn't feel sore, that's okay. Last rinse. Oh, you're a very good boy, Thomas. You know that, don't you?
This is a plaster.
A plaster? You're putting the serviette, the napkin on my wrist now, are you?
No, you're alone.
Watch you don't fall off the table. Be careful. Thomas, leave that, please. Why is it always a sunny day when Mummy has to go to work?
No.
It's not fair, is it?
No.
It's nice for you and Grandma and Grandad, because you always get to play in the sun when I'm stuck inside. It wasn't the weather terrible on your birthday. Do you remember on Monday? It was raining and it was cold and it was windy. Look at it now. Sun's shining and beautiful, isn't it? And it might not last.
It means everybody go outside and play.
Does it mean everybody can go outside to play?
Yeah.
It does usually, doesn't it, when the sun shines, yeah? And you run round and get yourself worn out and you sleep a lot better, don't you?
Yeah, it's on a slide.
Yes, that's right, you play on your slide, don't you?
It's very windy, but it's very messy, so I sleep on my pop slowly. No, my slide slowly.
You say if it's very windy, it makes your cheeks sore.
I sit on my slide.
Yeah, you sit on your slide, don't you?
Think about it.
What do you think about?
Getting cross.
You think about getting cross?
Yeah.
You sit on your side and think about getting cross.
Yeah. That's only one thing.
There's a lot of anger inside. Who are you cross? Who are you cross with?
Birdie.
What's Birdie done to you?
Birdie likes to just take my ears.
Who tickles your ears?
Birdie. So it's under there.
What's under there?
A big post lorry.
Is there a big post lorry?
There.
Wow, that's nice. That's a big birthday present, wasn't it?
A weed in there here.
Pardon?
Weed.
You've weed?
Yeah.
Do you want to weed now?
No, I weed it. It's too late to put a weed in there.
Oh, Tom. You've just used your potty and you're so clever. Have you just wet yourself?
Yeah.
Is it too late for your potty?
No, sorry.
Is it too late for your potty?
No.
It's not too late for your potty. Shall we sit you on your potty again?
No.
No? Have you already weed?
No. It's just weed.
You just have weed?
Yeah.
Did you know you were going to?
Yeah.
Oh, could you not have shouted?
No.
You could really, couldn't you? Yes?
No.
Never mind, we'll sort you out.
Later.
No, we'll have to sort you out now,
then, if
you want.
Look!
What?
That's our room.
Pardon?
That's our room. Woo-woo! It's spinning round.
No, you're not to touch that.
It's just spinning.
Yes, you're not to touch it because it'll break. No.
No, we're spinning it.
You're spinning it?
Like the wallpaper.
What about the wallpaper?
I'm making it wallpaper.
No, Thomas, you're not to touch it, please. It's not a toy.
No, it's just a wee round and round. Like a fire stick. Post lorry bashed.
What did the post lorry bash into?
There.
No, it mustn't. You mustn't touch it, Tommy.
I'm going to eat you all up.
You're going to eat me all up? Well, you can eat me all up, but you don't touch my plate. There you are. When you want to wee-wee again, you're going to tell me.
Yeah.
You were so good before, weren't you? Did it just happen very quickly?
Yeah.
Not to worry. Let's put this jumper on. Big hug, Fluffy.
Yeah.
You're putting your fluffy jumper on.
Oh, a big hug, Daddy Crocodile.
Oh, my Daddy Crocodile.
Yeah.
Not a Mummy Crocodile. Oh, but Phoenix is on the fence now.
Yeah. Phoenix and Molly.
Can't see Molly. Molly was there before, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Right, let's start.
Molly's Phoenix is more like Diet Coke.
Phoenix is more like Diet Coke? What do you mean?
Phoenix is like water.
Oh, Phoenix likes water. Yeah, pussycats don't drink Diet Coke or orange juice, anything like that, do they? They like water or milk. Now, your trousers are all right?
Yeah.
Feel comfortable?
Yeah.
Well, we've put you a nice warm jumper on
because you're
already...
don't
know. Well, no, just sit still because you've got to have cream on your face.
Oh,
yeah.
No,
thank you. Oh, yes, please.
No,
I'm not. You are a little bit
still. No, no, I'm not. No, I'm not. Help.
You do. Who's going to rescue you?
Not anybody.
No, well. Come on, love, because you said yourself you'd go out in the wind and your cheeks get sore. Just a little bit of cream. No, you're not crying because it hurts. You're just crying because you don't want it done.
Oh.
No, we'll put some nice, nice moisturising cream on your face and then it'll soothe the little bit of sore skin that's there. And if you go out today and it's windy or it's sunny, the cream will protect your face again from getting even more sore, won't it?
No, no.
And apart from anything, it makes you look beautiful and you smell gorgeous.
No.
You smell like a gorgeous gorgeous, I think.
No.
You do.
No.
Oh, yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Right, brush your hair. Brush, brush, brush your hair. Brush your, brush your hair. Brush, brush, brush your hair, brush your, brush your hair.
No, clean your teeth, not brush hair.
I know Mummy's being silly because that's a brush your teeth song. And Mummy was doing it when she was brushing your hair. Brush, brush, brush your hair, brush, brush your hair.
No, brush your teeth.
Brush, 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 brush your hair because it's very fair.
Yeah.
Yes, that's a nice song, you see, we made that.
About gentle toothbrush.
What about what, love?
Singing toothbrush.
Singing toothbrush?
Like...
Are you going to brush my hair now, are you?
Like that?
Yes, that's lovely. Let me just wonder if this is...
Oh,
I thought you were using the hairbrush and I said, let me find your other slipper. And I realised you're using your slipper to brush my hair.
It's hot.
Oh, that's nice. Oh, that's really, really different.
Is it hot?
Oh, thank you. Ooh. Oh, smelly slippers.
Smelling.
Poo!
You're smelling? Smelling, Emily. You're smelling.
Ooh! Thomas's smelly slipper.
Poo down! Yes! Not like that.
You're a tinker.
Red rubber buttons!
He's a little tinker, yes he is, but I love him so.
Yeah, you're silly woman.
Am I? Well, I'm your mother. If I'm silly, you'll probably grow up silly. I'm not a silly lady, because I am your mum, and I love you very much.
You sing silly days, I love for your mum.
And those fuck you on the mum.
Yeah!
He's a very lovely boy and now he's got hiccups, haven't you?
No.
You have. You always get hiccups when you giggle. You're a giggler. Have you got a sharp nail there?
Oh!
Hiccups, excuse you. You've got a sharp nail, haven't you? Oh, hickety, hickety. Hickety, hickety, cups. Hickety, kickety cups. Hickety, kickety, kickety, hickety, kickety cups. We used to sing that to you when you were a baby because you had a lot of hiccups when you were a baby. When we used to be feeding you, and you'd be going, hick, hick, hick. Just like that. So do you want to play outside with it being a nice day?
Yeah.
Do you? Mm. Do you think you'd be allowed to play outside?
No thanks.
Right, come on, let's put this other slipper on. Ooh. Oh, Tom, be careful. Be careful, Tom. No, don't, because I can't hold you. Oh, Thomas, you sound like you're going to be sick. Just calm down a minute. It's all that orange juice and cornflakes and the hot cross bun. Is it all going? Mm-hmm. Round and round in your tummy.
Like a money.
Like a what?
Like a money.
Like money?
Yeah. In that round and round thing.
Oh, the money in the round and round thing. Do you mean the cancer research pot thing? I don't know what it's called, but look at me. When you go into the charity shop, they have a big blue and white machine, don't they? I think there's one in Toys R Us as well, because when we went in last Friday, you put some money in. And you roll a coin a certain way into the machine, and it goes round and round and round, all the blue and white circles, till eventually it goes pop, and you hear the money dropping in the bottom of the pot, don't you?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I put finger in.
You put your finger in?
Yeah.
Oh, you would. When we go into a shop like that, you always say, any money? Have you got any money? They've got one in Toys R Us, haven't they?
Yeah.
And they've got one in the cancer research shop. Have they got one somewhere else? Tesco and John Lewis or Sainsbury's?
Oh, steady.
You go somewhere with Grandma and Granddad where you want to put money in a charity box, don't you? Where do you go?
I don't know.
You don't know? You can't talk really, can you? Because you've got such a... Jacob's Tom. Do you want to just finish this sip of orange juice? Come on, because it might help your hiccups go. Usually if you have a sip of water or something, it works. You will pop it, just sip that. Slowly. And you might find the hiccups disappear. Thank you. Are you going to drink some more?
Thanks.
No. Look, when we went upstairs earlier on, I found this big book that I was talking about. Beatrix Potter book. The Complete Tales of Beatrix Potter. All 23 stories. Oh, look. The story of Miss Moppet. Do you think Miss Moppet... Be careful, Thomas. Do you think Miss Moppet is one of the kittens?
Oh, look! That fairy holding a strawberry.
It's a little mouse holding a strawberry, isn't it? Yeah. On the picture, there's some beautiful pictures in here, Thomas. This is the tale of Tom Kitten that was written in 1907. And this is the story that we know about, isn't it? Oh, there's that picture again on Purdy's plate. First she scrubbed their faces, this one is Moppet. Isn't that lovely?
Mum, Becca, Alexander and Birdie.
And Birdie gets the puddle ducks.
Pick-pack, woggle-pack, pick-pack, Birdie.
Oh look, the story of Miss Moppet is about the other pussycat in that book. Shall we read it?
Yeah.
This is a pussy called Miss Moppet. She thinks she has heard a mouse. This is the mouse peeping out behind the cupboard and making fun of Miss Moppet. He is not afraid of a kitten. This is Miss Moppet jumping just too late. She misses the mouse and hits her own head. She thinks it's a very hard cupboard. The mouse watches Miss Moppet from the top of the cupboard. Miss Moppet ties up her head in a duster and sits before the fire. The mouse thinks she's looking very ill. He comes sliding down the bell pull. Miss Moppet looks worse and worse. The mouse comes a little nearer. Miss Moppet holds her poor head in her paws and looks at him through a hole in the duster. The mouse comes very close. And then all of a sudden Miss Moppet jumps upon the mouse. And because the mouse has teased Miss Moppet, Miss Moppet thinks she will tease the mouse, which is not at all nice of Miss Moppet. She ties him up in the duster and tosses it about like a ball. Oh, but she forgot about the hole in the duster. And when she untied it, there was no mouse. He had wriggled out and run away. And he is dancing a jig on the top of the cupboard.
Let me do it.
This is the one about the tale of Tom Kitten, the one that you like. But in this book, it actually tells us about the story. It said, by the time Beatrix Potter started writing The Tale of Tom Kitten, she had owned Hilltop Farm in the Lake District for a year. Thomas.
Yes?
It says, both her house and garden feature in the story. Mrs. Tabitha Twitchett leads her children up the path to Hilltop's front door, while inside we see its staircase and bedrooms. The kittens romp through the garden's flowers to jump up on the wall overlooking Sora, and the ducks march across the farmyard. Beatrix used the same kitten as a model for both Miss Muppet and Tom. Look, and there's the one about the tale of Jemima Puddle Duck. Thomas, please, stop doing that. Keep asking me not to. Right, the Puddle Duck's here, look. I don't know whether it mentions in this story about them waddling. Think it does? Mm. I don't think it does, actually.
No.
No, it doesn't. It must just be in The Tale of Tom Kitten we've got that. Here we are. Jemima and Rebecca Puddle Duck set off up the road, keeping step. Pip-pap, paddle-pap, pip-pap, waddle-pat. You like that?
Look, a fish.
Yes, there. That's called the tale of Mr. Jeremy Fisher.
And another fish.
Another fish, yes. Mr. Jeremy Fisher is a toad, isn't he?
Like a spider.
Spider looks like a beetle, doesn't it? It's a water beetle. Oh, he's a frog. I thought he was a toad, but once upon a time there was a frog called Mr. Jeremy Fisher. He lived in a little damp house amongst the buttercups at the edge of a pond. Oh, and do you know who this is?
Yeah, a hedgehog.
That's the tale of Mrs. Tiggywinkle. She's a hedgehog. Oh, and we've got more about mice. The tale of the two bad mice. And Benjamin Bunny?
Look, a strawberry.
Yes, he's holding a strawberry. You've got some plates and cups with the bunny rabbits on, haven't you?
And there's one. I know! Diet Coke!
No, you're not having Diet Coke.
Yeah.
Look, what are these?
Rabbits.
Rabbits, made of red squirrels. This is a tale about a tail. A tail that belonged to a little red squirrel. And his name was Nutkin. He had a brother called Twinkleberry. And a great many cousins. They lived in a wood at the edge of a lake. Oh, Thomas, darling, it's not gone the hiccups, has it?
No.
Oh, the tale of Ginger and Pickles. That must be about two pussycats as well, do you think? Oh, no, Pickles. Pickles was a terrier dog. Ginger and Pickles were the people who kept the shop. Ginger was a yellow tomcat. And Pickles was a terrier. Oh, the tale of Mrs. Tittlemouse.
I'm Tittlemouse.
You're Tittlemouse, yes?
Buzzy
Bee, yes. Oh, look. Mrs. Tittlemouse went on her way to a distant storeroom to fetch cherry stones and thistledown seed for dinner. All along the passage she sniffed and looked at the floor. I smell a smell of honey. Is it the cowslips outside in the hedge? I am sure I can see the marks of little dirty feet. Suddenly round a corner she met Babbity Bumble. Zzz, bzz, bzz, said the bumblebee. Mrs. Tittlemouse looked at her severely. She wished that she had a broom. Good day, Babbity Bumble. I should be glad to buy some beeswax, but what are you doing here? Babbity Bumble, that's a nice name, isn't it, for a bumblebee? Ah, and there's a piglet. some nursery rhymes at the back of this book.
Yeah. About Tickle Mouse.
Oh no, it says Cicely Parsley's nursery rhymes. Oh, sweetheart. Goosey, goosey, gander, whither will you wander? Upstairs and downstairs and in my lady's chamber. And there's this one about this little pig went to market. This little pig stayed at home. We know that, don't we? Three blind mice. Very nice, isn't it? Tale of Little Pig Robinson.
Yeah.
Right, shall we look at that another time?
Oh, no, look at the big parcel.
You want to look at the big parcel?
Come down this way.
You want to come down this way? Oh, Thomas had lots and lots and lots of parcels for his birthday, didn't he?
Yeah.